Okay. So holding sukkah nilches. We're holding a sukkah nilches. Can I ask you to mute on your end?
I'm sorry, hello?
Can I ask you to mute on your end, please?
Uh-oh. I'm not sure how to mute this.
Okay. If you figure it out, do it. So if you have sea salt, it has a lot of a mashka. Okay, if you snow in bemelach, how we double shetipul of a mashka, but certainly the others, even it's not wet. If you use sea salt, you dip something into sea salt, you'd have to wash your hands. Now, zot b'shabru, that's a derech hachai. Comes to Shabur, the Shabur says, "Anira the Ma'iri keshamelach hayalacha b'shas atibul." We had before that if something becomes a solid, it doesn't have a lacha of a mashka. So why is salt any better than that? So the case of the salt was lit, was moist, because the salt absorbs liquid, and becomes moist. So that moisture gives it a lacha that now it has the status of a liquid. Otherwise, it wouldn't be considered water. No, it's from water, so it's considered water, but it has to be moist. So in that situation, you would have to... So if it's totally dry, it's not an issue. Okay, now, even though your hands are not going to touch, you still have to wash your hands. You test. Because they're afraid you might touch. So now we're talking about something other than bread. It's a fruit, it's a vegetable. You're dipping in one of the liquids. So you wash below bracha. Now, why below bracha? If you tell me you have to wash, why below bracha? So this is what Svi asked us last week on Thursday. Ki yesh mikzitz harishonim, the sphere, sarvi shalitzichu chacham, until sedayim, al darbash shetibu lebemashke, al bemeim, shay oichlam, to betar. Even though the Gemara is clear that there is a loch, you have to wash for these type of things. That was Bizman Chazal, where they ate betahara, they were makbet all the lochas of tumma. So they're also makbet, you have to wash your hands because of tumma. We're telling now, everybody's telling nowadays. There's no way to avoid tumah. So according to these opinions, these rishonim, which there's no halacha of washing nowadays, so the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you should wash, but without a bracha, because of this issue. Nowadays, everybody's a tumah mason. For example, if there are some, it's b'chalas rishonim, let's say, the halacha is that mace creates a tumas oil. So if you're in the same oil as a mace, your tamei, the person goes to Levaya, and they sits in the same room as the mace, he's tamei, and he can't become Torah until we have the ashes of the Pura Adum, which we don't have. So that's it. He's tamei the rest of his life. So he's never going to eat anything but tahara, truly but tahara anymore. Okay, let's say the person's never been in that situation, but there was once upon a time a Levaya in this room. So there's a sheet that's arriving which holds that a mace has a fascinating din that's called an avia voice of tumah. We talk about we start with the primary source of tumah, and then there's a rishon, there's a sheni, the shlishi, etc. A mace is considered an avia voice of tumah, which means that the things which become tummy because of it get a halacha of a primary source of tumah, and they generate rishon, etc. So is that halacha applies to the mace? It applies to the more than different pasuk. It says, "Bechalal cheriv," that the cheriv also has the same halacha. So something which a piece of item made out of metal, which touched the mace, gets a halacha of avia voisa tumah. Does that halacha also have a halacha that it creates tumah in an oil? Halacha is rishonim. So according to the Ravid, yes. So if I have, they take a mace into the shul. And there's a metal case which holds the leocards. So according to the Ravid, that now generates a tumas oil. You take the mace out, it's still generating tumas oil. Not that the card is not also in it, but it generates tumas oil. Any person will walk in will become tummy. They didn't touch anything. Because there's this metal box in the shul. Right, so it's very hard to avoid. Now, many Rishonim disagree with that. I'm saying, but there are many, you know, different examples. But if it would touch directly to the mace, and then you touch it afterwards, you'd be tome. Again, you would have no way to matar yourself until you have the ashes of the paraduma. So there's no way to avoid these type of tumors. So therefore, we wash without a bracha.
If it was like that, then they would have. Then they would have had a situation where every time you bring a mace purposely into a room, you'd make sure there's no metal in the room. It'll be hard to do lechat chilifs. Let's say if somebody dies in the room, not that he brought the mace in the room, but somebody passes away in the room, and it's very hard to say not to have metal in the room.
No, they'd be matar it afterwards. Those days, they'd be matar.
Right.
Listen, and when a woman became Anita, she made everything in the house tummy.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you would have to matar everything. Yeah. They didn't have fancy couches with stuff, you know, they had chairs. Mm-hmm. You tovel all your chairs, you tovel your table. Mm-hmm. They have a big mikveh, and you tovel your table in the mikveh. You take, take five guys, slip the table to the mikveh, and that's what you would do, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a different world, but it's a totally different world.
Yeah.
You know.
In those things, yeah.
Yeah.
Must have been a challenge.
You know, it's like keeping kashrus. Hmm?
Kick her out of the house.
That was the reason why they had it. Because she's Tamei. The kid comes in and she gives him a hug. The kid's now Tamei. The kid then sits on touches the food. The food's Tamei.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. You know, and you eat Patahara, you're a car, you eat Patahara, you eat Truma. Like, you know, and she became Nina. She moved to a different house until she went to the mikvah.
Well, he didn't eat Truma during that period of time.
Right. My wife says to me, and I told her this one time, she says, you want me to daven for Mashiach? I said, I probably should not repeat this again.
Sometimes transparency has
to be done. So the Moggram brings from a Sefer Lechem Chamudis, which was the Tosis Yomtiv on the Rosh. The minig is not to wash, like Tzvi mentioned on Thursday. Right? The minig is not to wash. And they have what to rely on, because we just mentioned this is all the abundance, and there are Rishonim would say you don't have to wash nowadays. Al mixes a Rishonim. Hanal, these Rishonim would say like that. However, Al Harbi Achronim Hikriyam Boid Bedover, but there are many Achronim who disagree with the Magen Avraham. Even the Magen Avraham doesn't say that this is correct. He said that was the minhag, and they have what to rely on. But there are many Achronim who say that's not true. Most Rishonim do not understand the Gemara that way. Most Rishonim understand the Gemara that it applies nowadays as well. Because of the Iker Karoi Repoiskim, the Tzarech Ntila Medina Afbizan Azeh, the Iker Psaq is like the majority of the Poiskim would say that we do require nowadays. The Gro also holds like that. The Mishabura in his Hakdama, in the introduction, the Mishabura writes that when the case that we have, you know, this type of an argument, and the Gro says one way, he's going to use that as a form of a deciding factor because of the weight of the Gro. The Gro passes to the point that you wash your hands, even to the point that you have to make a bracha. We don't do that. But it's not proper to eat these foods which have been dipped in a liquid without washing your hands. It's like you're washing for bread, except you don't make a bracha. Okay, now, so far. You mentioned on Thursday that people don't wash. The Mishabura is mentioning such a thing, saying that's improper to do. You should wash. However, less than kazayis, you don't have to wash that much. You don't have to go because I feel of a pass. We said before by bread, if you're eating a piece of bread less than a kazayis, you don't have to wash your hands. There are definitely many opinions like that. So now, when I'm getting to other foods other than pass. And it's wet, which some Rishonim say you don't have to wash it anyway. That from you don't have to be. Now, some of you might have a footnote, which has a Hagoah, Mesa Machabri. You have a footnote in the bottom that says there's a Hagoah from somewhere on the page over there. So Mishabura said, if you have something which you dipped in a liquid, not bread, but you dipped a vegetable or a fruit into a liquid, and you're eating it, if the item is less than a kazayis, you don't have to wash. So he says, okay, so there's a go me'esa makabra, there's a go which the Mishabura later on added the following footnote to himself. And he said, Omna Mayatur, Loy Mashmake. But the Torah says not like that. Where does the Torah say not like that? Night of the Seder. Right? So we make Kiddush, we wash our hands, and we eat a karpas less than a kazayas. What do you mean? Mishabura said that even if you dip something in a liquid, if you're eating less than a kazayas, you don't have to wash your hands. Right, so it says it's clear in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, which follows that we do wash for less than a kazayas. That's what we're doing the night of the Seder. He says over there, with Simon Tavayin Gimel Bir Locha Nisha Bezal Betzarchin Did. He really raised the question: why is it that we're so makra over there because we have such a strong argument? It's a Din Darabanan. We have some Rishonim say you don't have to wash, which something which is dipped in a liquid. Hey, even if it's more than a kazayas, and we have even if yes. It's not better than pas. In pas, we have many Rishonim would say you don't have to wash even when the bread is less than a kazayas. So why are we washing over here by the night of the Seder? So it's a good question. But the Ma'aseh of the Torah says that you wash. So, okay. Okay, now Dr. Ramah, the Ramah said over here at the end of Sif Dalet, even you're dipping only the tip of it, and you're not the part where you're holding it, you still have to wash your hands. I can't. Afilo hachayito the chashin and shemen yitbalenu kuloi, because we you cannot rely on the fact that you're only dipping part of it. Have to dip. So we're not allowed to rely on that yet. And therefore I'm dipping that end which is wet, and this end is not wet. So my hands aren't touching the part which is wet. You can't do that. You can't rely on that. Okay. Now, Sifkan Chabez, he says, we saw Sifhei was, if a person washes for fruit which has not been wet, that's considered a bal gaiva. There is a megasi ruach. Why? What's the gaiva? Shumar ba'atzim, shumadakti, b'mitzis, b'mash, shein tzorich. You're going like way beyond the halacha. There's nobody requires that. Now, for truma, that was required. The kari when he truma, even if the truma was dry, his hands were considered a secondary type of a tumma. And truma can become a shlishi, can become a third level. So you had to wash your hands before. The kohen would have to wash his hands for dry apple, right? Before an apple of truma, he would have to wash his hands. But that Chazal never required us to do. So you're like, you're being like, creating up a halacha which nobody exists. The medina lo tidal klal until sam the peiris kamosh ekstav the misakotin beis, unless it's wet. Ayin shum. Madad the masha also b'taris chiyuv hu afilu. Even you're not making a bracha, but if you're doing because you believe that this is what the halacha requires you, you're a bal gaiva. If you're doing because you want to clean your hands, fine. So shalohayu lo nekiyus. Now, I'm recording sheskimu. The feeling ain't no yadei lehem shum lichloch b'tumah. Rak shereitz lahakra latzal little yadayim shum kabbat a bracha. Gam ken mutter. I'm not washing because of the halacha that you have to wash for the fruits. And my hands, as far as I know, are clean. But I like washing my hands before I make a bracha. It should be covered of the bracha. Fine. Okay, so now, my hands aren't clean. And they've touched something which is improper, which is a covered part of our body. So you cannot make a bracha until you wash your hands. Fine, but don't do it in a way which looks like you're doing it as a chiyuv netila. Don't do it like with a kli, etc., which looks like you're doing a chiyuv netila, because then it looks like you're washing for the fruit, which you don't have to do if the fruit is dry. Okay. Now, boser tzli, there's some said that the liquid of the roast is considered a liquid, which would be considered even though it has liquid on it, you don't have to wash. Now, what's the yesh mishinira? Some people seem to say that we're not worried about the liquid on the roast, because the liquid which comes out of the meat is not considered liquid for this purpose. Some people say that. So the mishmar kasa achrenim sevkat nchavdalit the kuliyama moedim is that the moel hayotzim and the boshel lochoshim mashke. Everybody agrees to this. Where's the issue? If you wash the meat with water before you roasted it, and the water still has some water left, pshita the nikri mashka, that's considered liquid. That's not very common. Usually, that water will evaporate as you roast it. But with Das Agro, the Imhuda Pemaim Kedem and Tzliya, Oz Gama Alamoy Ol Hayetzmi Basa Yesh Shem Mashka. Comes the Agro and says, if you wash your meat with water before you roast it, then you start roasting it. That water gets absorbed, some of the water gets absorbed into the meat. And then when it comes out as the liquid coming out, the juice is coming out as you're roasting it, that includes water. So that's already a different ballgame. So then you would have to, according to the Agro, you'd have, that's already, there's liquid, if the meat is wet, you would have an issue, you have to wash your hands. Now, we still haven't gotten to discuss the heter of the derech is to wash, if is not to touch it directly. So if it's a type of, you know, a person would roast something that then nature would be like, you know, in the you take your piece of meat and you eat it with holding the bone, so that's, you know, obviously you have to wash, according to the Agro. What he means, but if the derech is eat it with a knife and fork, we'll see that Mishabur is going to get to in a second, that's a different ballgame. Now, he says, if let's say you have something made from grain, v'hem leguvim, chofei, rotzolermer, shenisnagu miroitiv shalei. So, you took something, again, we'll get to the heter of the derech is eat it with utensil. I make oatmeal, right? So, it's liquid with grain. Why don't I have to wash my hands? Well, now it's dry. All of the liquid dried out. It would be wet, you'd have to wash your hands. So an example of that, the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss the next, a person would take cake and dip it in the coffee. If you take a donut and dip it in the coffee, you have to wash your hands. It's something which is one of the five grains and you're putting into liquid. The coffee is water, right? Did a comparis. Now, so comes along, Mishnah Berurah, but didn't his kimu, the mini tavshil, v'cherem his kimu, z'kon chavav, the mini tavshil, kakim and shein derech liga boy b'yad, elad lecho b'kaf, ein tzarech l'tizu dam, but someone you normally eat with a spoon, you don't have to wash. I mean, why don't we argue like this? I have chicken soup. Chicken soup has water and the liquid of the chicken, and it has noodles in it. Oh, I have to wash because the noodles are wet. Yeah, but most people don't eat chicken soup with their hands. You eat it with the spoon, right? Feel him the gay by bederech mikra besecha kaf. You might and one time touch. Gaming tarat to tell that's not a problem because it's not the normal way. Mechay noigan, and that would be true. The same thing. Someone who's normal to eat with a fork. So if you have a meat which you normally eat with a knife and fork, I don't have to wash because it has liquid on it. I will mash derech liga by biyadov. I will be shoychabul clean lo mahani. But if people normally eat it, but by hand, even though you are not using the hand, you're using a kli, that doesn't help you. Perisim v'shalom b'mayim. Now you wash, you know, so you make a cooked apple, baked apple, not a poached pears. So it's a fruit in liquid. There's a discussion whether you have to wash your hands or not. You shouldn't eat them by hand. You should eat them using some type of utensil, and we get around the shiloh. Okay, here's a hard one. The pickles. Pickles is a fruit. The brine is water and salt. It's water, so it's wet. So if you have pickles, when you take out of the brine, they're wet. Why shouldn't you have to wash your hands? You should wash your hands. Unless they dried off. Okay. Because of their chayim.
Should you eat with utensils instead of just with the hands? So you don't have
something like a poached pear. It's a cooked pear. So it's wet. It has a liquid, it has a water on it. Kazader Chachaim, Ho'echo Lekach, Lamate Kashtia. So you're having a piece of cake together with your drink. But Tobel Lekach, Beyayin Sarf. His example was, you know, you're having an Iyer Kichel together with your whiskey, you know. You're having some Kichel together with your whiskey. So that, we'll have a Devrit Shitibullah Mash. You're not dipping it into the thing. Even if you dip it in, because the whiskey, Mishum Dezeyahu Matvua Vahave Me Paris. We said before that except for oil of olive oil and the juice of grapes, wine, all other liquids, orange juice, etc., are not considered a liquor for this purpose. That they have a din of tibula b'mashka. So when you take the grain and you cook it, etc., and it produces this thing, the main liquid is coming out of the grain, that's not a problem. Now,
why?
Because it's the liquid of the fruit, which may perish and are not considered a liquid for this purpose. However, now you mix it with water. If the water is the minority, it's not a problem. I can't learn it. Mashum is adim amayim who are raiv. The majority is water. The fi hagradin. So that's, you look at your proof, right? So the more alcohol, the means the less water.
What's gradin?
Gradin is measuring. That means what they call it. You look in the bottle, it says, how many proof it is. So that's considered, so they drank their vodka, 90 proof, that didn't, no American, pushovers, the vodka.
90 proof, 90 proof is less than 50%. Proof is
I'm sorry, they
140. 100.
Yeah, my shrinker used to drink vodka. It was like, it was alcohol.
Yeah, they had it. I've seen people drink it. In Yiddish, they call it 96. It's 96% alcohol. That's
right.
Like about 190 proof.
Right. Saying so. So the majority is not water, but if the majority is water, okay. So you're dipping in it. You'd have to wash. Even though it's a small piece, which is less than a kazayas, but that we already saw before that the Torah paskin that you have to wash less than a kazayas. What?
You have to or you don't have to?
You're saying you do have to. That was what he said. That was the footnote that he put from the tour.
Oh.
He said even... And back in Sivkot and Chof, I don't know whether you have that there, back in Sivkot and Chof.
No, they put it in the footnote here. The text itself says you don't have to, and then the footnote says you do.
Right.
What says you have
to? What happened with this? The Mishabura, in the first edition of the Mishabura, wrote in, over here in Simon Kuf Nun Ches, you don't have to wash for less, something which you dip into liquid, if it's less than a kazayis, you don't have to wash. Then later on, he put a note that he realized afterwards that the tour in Hilchos Pesach says you do have to wash less than a kazayis. That's what we do with karpas. We less than a kazayis and we wash our hands. So in the second edition of the Mishnah Berurah, they actually changed it, and they said you have like what he said before in Simchat Chuppah. Said you do have to wash because of the tour. So he's referencing back over here to what he said before in the second version of the Mishnah Berurah. Like, that's what happened. Okay.
How many versions were
there? There was basically one version, but he reprinted it, so he corrected this point. This thing he corrected.
Some say how many iterations did he have?
I don't know. Okay. Sivkotan, we're holding the Sivvav. Hashoy saying sarchlitla filiodachas. The person's drinking, so he said, okay, you don't use both hands to drink, you hold the cup with one hand. But there's liquid, so you have to wash your hands. No, because the derech is that basically you don't touch the liquid, you just hold the cup and that's it. Okay, sivkotan chavzain, hashoy. You don't have to wash. It's not common that you touch the liquid inside the kli. You hold outside of the kli. Because I were not mechayev in the tila, because in general it wasn't a problem. Let's say the person didn't have a cup available and he's very thirsty and there's a river there, so he cups his hands and he drinks some water from the river. So now, it's water in his hand, No. For drinking, even in this scenario, because this was not the average scenario. Okay. Sif Zion. The person washed his hands for a fruit which was dipped, or a vegetable which was dipped in liquid. So he washed his hands properly. And now, and he says, you don't want to eat bread. So you wash your hands are clean. Right? And according to some Rishonim, that Natila was in the Chiyav, and Natila which you were Mechuyav. Now, we pass in the Yar Mechuyav, you should do it. But there are some Rishonim who say you weren't Mechuyav in the Natila, so it's dumb, you know, washing your hands. And now you get to, you want to eat bread, which you have to wash. So what do you do? Zot Mechaber, Yesh Mi Shanira Mi Dvorov. Interesting language. He says there are some which seem to indicate Shein Oysa Natila Oydaloy. The washing for Tibula B'mashka is not sufficient. Vein Tzarech Lomer, and therefore you'd have to wash again. Vein Tzarech Lomer Im Nota Yodav Shal Lechol V'achar Kach Nimach L'Vacha. Now, in general, the rule is if you wash for X, and then you plan out, and you have no intention to do more, so once that's finished, you're no longer washing your hands from becoming dirty. You're halakhically dirty. So, of course, you have to wash again. So, but the point is, even if you plan to do it, but by the Seder, we have that issue. So we wash our hands at Dolosh, Tibula B'mashka, we wash for Karpas. And then we come later on, we wash again from Matzimatsa. So that's basically the scenario. I washed already. Why am I washing again? Okay, so Mishra will touch on that in a second. Zot Ramah, V'im Loi Hisich Daito, Yitav Loi Bracha. If, however, you were not Masiach Das, you've basically been shummy your hands. So like the Bir Alach over there in Hilchos Pesach points out. I mean, you were saying that the Haggadah, you're not touching places you shouldn't be touching. You can't say the Haggadah under those circumstances. So you wash your hands, and then you keep your hands clean because you're saying the Haggadah. So you should wash without a bracha when you get to the second washing before Motzi Matzah. We call Rochsa. So we will see in the Mishnah Berurah about that. V'imnoga b'chilasa b'mokamesa matunofos b'gufay. If a person during the meal touched a part of their body which is normally considered covered, and therefore the touching is considered creates a zuma which requires the wash, you have to wash again. Yachsa v'yitul yadav, you have to wash again. V'ayin l'kamon simen samadal kavur l'kamon v'shamis barabit tzorek kamken la'atzer l'vorek. This is repeated again later on. Over there, we'll discuss whether you make a bracha or not. In the scenario where a person goes to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. Person washes his hands for bread and starts eating, and then he goes to the bathroom. So he's obviously touching parts of his body which are dirty, normally covered, etc. So you have to wash again before you eat bread. Do you have to make another bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah basically comes out over there. I mean, we'll see in the Bir Alach over there. Person went to the bathroom to relieve himself for gedolim. He has to wash again with a bracha, assuming that you're going to be eating enough of bread afterwards that you would have to wash. Eating a kabeah's worth of bread afterwards, you have to wash with a bracha. Okay. Chavches. Mishnah Berurah called chavches. So he said, if a person washed for something which is tibula b'mashka, and then he wants to eat bread, there's some indicate you have to wash again. Yesh mishoyim. According to the opinions, there's no din of washing nowadays. It's a stomach game. If it's a game, that doesn't count for washing for bread. You didn't wash for a washing, which you're mechuyev to do. Okay, so that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it, and this is based on a I think that's Mogen Rambam, something like that, etc. So it is an interesting question. This assumption that since you were washing for a washing which you weren't mechuyev to do, because washing, according to this opinion, washing for Darush Tula B'mashka is not a chiyev, it can't count for bread. I mean, I washed my hands. I did wash my hands. So what's the problem? So the Chazanish asked the question. The Chazanish says, the end of the day, you wash your hands. Like, what's the problem? Why is, if it's in the tilut chayiv in, good. If not. In the mice, you wash your hands. So he finds that the difficult to understand the shita. Now, but that much he did say, if you were not planning to eat further, that's considered you were Masiach Das. You stop focusing, so now you have to wash again. Shal lechol, ken shahol you yadam lechachos in the tolen. Why you let the lechol laws? Or I'm sorry, the case where he wasn't washing at all for eating. It means he was just washing to clean his hands, and he washed with the cup, etc. Then he decided to eat. I got the case all wrong. I'm sorry. It's a different case. Okay. Scratch. The case was, when Mr. Bruce explained that the person washed with, planning to, wasn't planning to eat, but he wanted to clean his hands. And while being aware of his hands being clean, he decided to eat. That wasn't l'shem v'his kadishem, the union of that you have to tire yourself before you eat. V'im kaya kol asif. Then he said, if you were Messiah Das, you should wash a lot of bracha. And if you were Messiah Das from being sharmi your hands, if you wash your hands and then you forgot about them, so the loch is like this. When you wash your hands and you eat the meal, why don't you wash again? Because there's an assumption, since you're in the middle of the meal and you know you have to eat, so we, even though you're not constantly thinking about your hands, we assume there's a subconscious focus to keep your hands tore. Because you have to be, you're eating in the middle of the meal. But if not in the middle of the meal, I wasn't planning to eat. I washed my hands, and then the 5 minutes, you know, well, I don't know what you did in the last 5 minutes. The hands move, right? So you should wash, then that's it. But if you were not Messiah Das, so you wash below bracha. Now, when you wash, you didn't wash for the purpose of washing. So it wasn't, you didn't have kavana for the tilas yadayim. Forget about the bracha part, but you didn't have kavana for tilas yadayim. So does that work? So the Gemara discusses in regards to tevila, person going to the mikvah. So the person goes, there's a mikvah, you know, you have a kosher river, which is halachically kosher for tevila. You know, let's assume that was, not all rivers are kosher for tevila, but let's say you had a river which is kosher for tevila. Person's walking over the bridge, he slips, falls into the mikvah, you know, into the river. So they went to the mikvah, but you had no kavana l'shem tevila, right? Okay, let's say you intended to go into the river to swim. You wanted to go in, but you didn't have kavana to attire yourself. So the Mor says, for chulin, that works. For truma, that doesn't work. Person wants to eat, kain wants to eat truma, he has to go to the mikvah, he has to have kavana for tahara. He wants to eat kachim, he has to have kavana for tahara. For chulin, it works. So the same way that's true by tevila, so it's also true by netila. I wash my hands, even though I didn't have kavana for tahara, but it works. So I wash my hands, I didn't have kavana for tahara, but I wash my hands all the lachas, so it should work. So you should wash, therefore, that we'll talk about this more later on. And you know, we hold the chli, you should have kavana. Person should have kavana when he washes. You're doing it with shame to be matar your hands to eat. Okay. But according to these opinions that hold that it's good enough, in Cain, yitam alay bracha, shema yotzim, and tila b'shorna. So you can't make a bracha on the second time, because maybe you're yotzim the first time. The first one, you didn't wash at l'shem l'tila, so of course you can't make a bracha on that. Fine. So now, unless you touched during, if you went, if the person was, if you touched the parts of your body which are normally would require an atila during the meal, you have to wash again. Fine. So that'll be true for bread, it'll be true for davar shetibul b'mashka, you have to wash again. So now the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Pesach says, I don't understand, so we have this interesting shayla by the Seder. So we kadish urchatz, so you wash for tibul b'mashka, and then your hands remain pure the rest of, during the Haggadah, so why do we make a bracha by rachsa? I understand that you wash again, because according to one opinion, you don't have to wash for karpas. So the male, that natila wasn't a valid natila for moitzi matzah. But according to one, many meroiv rishonim, it was a valid natila. So why are you washing again with a bracha? Wash without a bracha. So the Bir Halacha there comes out, it's a good question. He says, you should be mechayiv yourself vadi in natila. You should do something to make yourself vadi chayiv in natila. So you scratch your hands against your hair or something like that, something which would vada mechayiv you natila. This way, your vada can make a bracha. That's the best etzah that he says over there. I think I told you the story with the shoes. The etzah with the shoes. I told you this. Okay. So some people have an idea that they touch your shoes. You have to wash your hands when you touch your shoes. So they would use that as a, that's so. you touch your shoes, and you know, then you can wash your hands again with a bracha. So I point out that's incorrect. I heard a story from Rabbi Yonason Tendler. I heard the story from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi Tendler was walking with Rav Segal, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, one time, and they were talking and learning, and Rav Segal's shoes got untied. So Yonason, Rabbi Tendler, bent down to tie Rosh Hashiva's shoes for him. Then the Rosh Hashiva continued talking and learning with him. He said, I have to wash my hands. He says, no, you don't have to wash your hands. I'll tell you a story. Okay, it's a story and a story. It says he was once walking with the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Segal was walking with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim's shoes came untied. So Rav Segal bent down to tie the Chofetz Chaim's shoes. And the Chofetz Chaim continued talking and learning with him. He says, I have to wash my hands. He says, no, you don't. He said, why not? He says, that halacha, that touching shoes, is Mechayev and Atila, was... Kabbalistic, you have to wash your hands. The washing for Kabbalistic purposes does not require a bracha, and it doesn't prevent you from learning. That's not the issue. Ruach Tumah doesn't prevent you from learning. The Chiyah and the Tila, we're talking about the Chiyah and the Tila because of the Nekiyas. So, bizman that the roads were filled with the tzoh of animals, right? So, the shoes which touched the roads had a halachic status equivalent to that. And if they were considered dirty, when you touch your shoes, you'd have to wash. Because the animals, the streets were filled with the manure of the animals. So the shoes got a halachic status like that, and therefore they're considered dirty. You have to wash your hands. You can't learn while you... So, but now that we live in streets which are clean, there's, you don't have animals walking all over the place. So the streets are clean. The shoes don't have that status of being dirty. And therefore touching your shoes is not mechayev and atila. So using the idea of the night of the Seder to solve your problem without making a bracha by touching the shoes doesn't solve your problem. But scratching your hands in you know against your hair would, that would be mechayev and atila. Okay, so let's hold it over here. Holding my sif ches. Now, why in the world? Very much. Have a good night. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, now how do we do this? Okay, so you. Oops.